well known that Chazal felt that there is a major difference between the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the second. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, according to this passage in the Gemara in Yoma, because we were in violation of the cardinal sins of murder, of idolatry, of sexual immorality. So the Beis HaMikdash needed to be destroyed because on a religious level, society was just, you know, corrupt in an irredeemable sort of a way. And then the Gemara goes on to say, but of course, in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, these problems didn't exist, apparently. But there was baseless hatred. There was sinas chinam, and therefore the novelty of the Gemara is to say that, you know, baseless hatred is the equivalent, it actually states this explicitly, of the cardinal sins that I just mentioned. But what's a little bit, if you start probing that passage a little bit further, what you find is very strange is that the sages of the Talmud say, you know, during the second Beis HaMikdash, when they were great scholars of Torah, okay, you could see how a person, unfortunately, could be a great scholar of Torah and still have baseless hatred. But then the Gemara adds in one line that always bothered me. It says that when they were great scholars of Torah during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, and they were very involved in Gemilas Chasadim, they really knew what it meant to take care of other people. Despite that, they had this terrible fraternal hatred, and the Beis HaMikdash needed to be destroyed. So the question is, like, how are these compatible? How could you describe a society and a generation as both being characterized by Gemilas Chasadim, by taking care of people, visiting people who are sick, comforting the mourners, giving tzedakah, and at the same time say that there are people that had, you know, baseless hatred? How exactly can those two things coexist? Are they not mutually exclusive? So I really think it's through that lens that we should take a look back at a very familiar story, the story that, one of the stories anyway, that the Gemara attributes our destruction to, the famous story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, which I'll just reiterate very briefly. So there was a very wealthy individual in Yerushalayim who made a kind of a party and invited all his friends. He's a person of means, so he could afford to do this kind of thing, and the invitations got messed up a little bit. So he meant to invite his very, very dear friend Kamsa. Instead, he invited this guy that he was really at odds with named Bar Kamsa. The Gemara doesn't go into why they were at odds with each other or what the grievances were. It's not that important, whatever the grievances were. So Bar Kamsa's like there, and he's probably feeling pretty good about the fact that he was invited, maybe a little bit surprised. And then when the guy realizes, like, what happened, this whole faux pas, it's really Bar Kamsa, it should have been Kamsa, he just goes nuts. And he starts trying to throw the guy out. And Bar Kamsa's like really embarrassed, and he says, look, I'll pay for my meal, you know, it won't come at your expense, just don't humiliate me. And the person who's throwing the party is just like, no, you know, it's not about money for me, it's just about getting you out of here. And he says, I'll pay for half the meal, I'll pay for the whole meal. And he just humiliates the person. The person ends up convincing the Roman authorities that the Jews are really not loyal. And, you know, that leads to this whole, you know, battle between the Romans and the Jews. And again, the rabbis say that was, you know, the cause of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so be that as it may, I think now we can go back and, like, analyze this story a little bit more closely and appreciate maybe what the first passage in the Gemara had in mind. So you think about the person who made this party. You could see this person actually doing a lot of Gemilas Chasadim, right? Had it been Kamsa, the guy he invited, and not Bar Kamsa, the guy he hated, I'm sure if Kamsa needed some help, he would have been, like, happy to help him, right? Give him tzedakah. If Kamsa was sick, I'm sure he would have visited him in the hospital. If Kamsa needed anything, really, he would have been happy to do it. He would have been a true Gomel Chasadim. But then, in terms of the way that he treats Bar Kamsa, he's just totally ruthless about it. And there are no holds barred. And, you know, his presence there is just so offensive that he has to publicly humiliate the person. And I think that's the more subtle point here, which is that, you know, you can have somebody who, you know, with respect to the people that he or she is friends with, they're sort of in the social circle, they're in the clique, this person is, like, extremely giving and super generous and very kind. And at the same time, you know, with respect to other people, people they don't get along with as well, you know, the way that they treat them is so ruthless and so vicious, you know, that the Gemara could describe both of them as going on at the same time. And that really forces us to think deeply about, you know, our interpersonal relations. And probably it's best to say, and with this I'll conclude, that the measure of a person in terms of their social conduct doesn't really have so much to do with the people that they like, but more like the people that they don't get along with as well, and can they still maintain some kind of a basic standard of civility where, you know, they don't publicly humiliate the person, they don't turn lines at their expense. And I think that's the much deeper point that Chazal were asking us to consider in saying that in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, on the one hand, you had Gemilas Chasadim, on the other hand, you had this terrible hatred, Sinas Chinam, and in fact, as we see, they really can exist in the very same person. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha, Maratz Kadosh Baruch Hu.